I've had a few people inquire about some John Scott swag or gear, whatever you want to call it. Well, we have come through with your demands. We have some Drop in the Gloves podcast shirts and hats and toques and cups, and we also have some John Scott, just this sweet little logo stuff, some hoodies, some mugs, some beanies, whatever you call them, wherever you're from in the country or world. So check it out, johnscottallstar.com/shop, or just go to my website, johnscottallstar.com, and look at all the stuff and buy some stuff. It's good gear. Money goes all to me, which is great. So hopefully you like it. So last week, I got my first set of my swag into the office, and I thought, what better way to kind of show it off is to give one away. And we were trying to think of creative ideas, and one idea that popped into our heads was, let's kind of go on somebody's Instagram without them knowing and have a little fun with them. And we were throwing around names. I thought Brent Burns would be the best pick just because he's a fun-loving guy. I played with him for a few years, and I know he wouldn't take it too serious. So we figured, okay, let's go on Burnsy's Instagram. We found a picture, and I wanted everyone to go on that Instagram and just make funny comments, make fun of Burnsy, make fun of the picture, whoever had the best insult, the funniest insult, the one that made me laugh the best, I was going to send out a brand new hoodie to. And so I didn't know how that was going to be received. Who knows, maybe 5 people, 10 people. It was amazing the amount of people that jumped onto this and kind of went out to Burnsy's Instagram and insulted him. There must've been 100 to 150, maybe even 200 people that did this. So it was great. So I thank you so much for doing that. It was actually great. Some of the stuff that we read. So I sifted through them. I read through them a few times and I picked out the top 10 that I thought were the funniest, most creative, that made me laugh out loud. I'll share them with you now. Then we'll try to narrow it down, because I'm still on the fence of who to pick. I have 3 and I really like, and I'm going to try to narrow it down in this podcast, the next 5 minutes, and we'll announce a winner. We'll drop into your DM and we'll get that sweater to you, because you know, you guys did a pretty good job. All right. The top 10 in no particular order. We'll start with Okay Quick. His was, when you smile, it looks like your tongue is in jail, which is pretty funny, because he's missing a lot of teeth. I thought that was clever. I've never heard of it said that way. But yes, very good. Quick. Okay, quick. The next one, Owen Shapiro. It says, @JHS_32. You probably rub your beard during sex. Referencing Brent Burns rubbing his beard during sex, which would be terrifying for his poor wife if he does that. I thought that was pretty good. The next one, @E_nasty. I really like this one. It said, you look like you were born at a Pearl Jam concert, which for some reason, when I look at Brent Burns, I think that's perfect, because he doesn't look like he showers. He looks like he's perpetually dirty. And that's what I think everyone who attends a Pearl Jam concert would look like, just sweaty and hairy and just unemployed for some reason. I don't know why. That one made me laugh. Stuart Forever. Seeing a homeless man play professional ice hockey proves that you can do anything you set your mind to. I also really like this one. I think it's super clever, because he does look like a homeless man. And if you were to see him outside of the rink just walking around, you'd probably go, oh, that poor man. Let's try to get him a dollar or something, because he just looks like he's homeless. He doesn't take care of himself. He doesn't dress up unless it's for a hockey game. If you catch him on an off day, he just looks legit like a homeless guy. We've seen pictures out there of him walking around with no shirt on and the scraggly beard, and he just looks confused and he doesn't know what's happening. And he just looks like he needs a lot of help in his life. So Stuart Forever, I really like that one. Zachary M. said, Brent is what happens when you leave your skates in the woods and a Sasquatch finds them, smell and all. I like that. We always knew the Sasquatch comparison with him. He's like the beef jerky guy, whatever it is. And then, you know, yeah, the skates. It's a no-brainer. David Blesch. This might be the most creative one. Brent Burns spelled backwards is snrub to nerb, which doesn't make any effing sense, just like this photo, which chirps the photo of the jersey floating in the water, which I didn't understand at all. So I like that one. Max_ Kewen said, it looks like you brush your teeth with a brick, which is pretty good. I've heard you brush your teeth with a stick of butter. I always was chirped that I didn't brush my teeth because I had bad breath, and I've rectified that situation. I go out at far lengths to make sure my breath smells nice, but that was a good one. I've never heard of that. You brush your teeth with a brick. Jalapeno underscore activity. Not sure which is more likely to happen. Burns wins a cup or visits a dentist, which is super mean, but really funny. I hope he wins a cup first, personally, because he doesn't need to go to the dentist. He can afford to buy new teeth. He's got lots of money. Vincent underscore Cipriano says, all I'm saying is that no one has seen Burns and Gritty in the same room together. Obviously a reference to the Philadelphia mascot, Gritty. They both are hairy. They both are kind of wild cards, loose cannons. I don't like Philly that much other than they're outrageous fans. So that might be a little bit of a penalty on you, Vincent. Sorry. A couple more. We got Mako 1987. What do Brent Burns on defense and a toddler in timeout have in common? You can't count on them to stay in that position for long. I really like that one. That's really funny. And this one is another. There's four that I really like. The homeless one, the one I just read about the timeout, the first one I read, I can't remember what it was, and this one. Burnsy, you're so trash. When your mom dropped you off at practice, she got fined for littering. And that was from Roadster. Like, that's really funny. I think that's really good. I like those that are not too vulgar, but they're very clever. And I think this one is good. The timeout from Mako is good. I like the homeless guy from Stewart, and I like the Pearl Jam concert one from E Nasty. And it's a tough decision. I think I'm going to eliminate. I feel like I'm on what's the American Idol or something. I'm going to eliminate. Oh my gosh, it's so hard. Can we send them all sweaters? Larry says, no, we only have one. There's only one winner. Okay, so I'm going to eliminate the Pearl Jam concert. I know. I'm sorry. That's done. I'm going to eliminate. The homeless one is so good. That was my first winner until I read I read these ones a few days ago and they were so good. I'm going to eliminate the homeless one. So it's down to picking up the trash and the toddler in timeout. Mako 1987 and Roadster are. And I just really like, I've played with Burnsy a long time and I can attest to how bad of a hockey player he is when you ask him to stay in that same position for an amount of time. Man, this is hard. I would be a bad judge for American Idol. You're so trash. Your mom dropped you off at practice. She got fined for littering. That's so funny. You can't count on him to stay in that position for long. Oh, all right, I'm going to go Mako 1987 as the winner. What do Brent Burns on defense and a toddler in timeout have in common? You can't count on them to stay in that position for long. I just think that's funny. I have kids. I know how hard it is to make them sit down or stay in one spot for a period of time. And Burnsy's like that on the ice. He's so unpredictable. If the coach asks him to stay back on defense, there's 0% chance he's going to be there for long. So congratulations to everybody, especially Mako 1987. We'll get that sweater to you as soon as we can. Great job. This was super fun. I think we'll do this every month. Make a little tradition out of this. We can pick some different people, maybe mess with some celebrities. I don't know, some politicians, whoever. I don't know. I think this could be a fun little bit we do every month. But thank you very much. I appreciate all the support, and we'll talk to you soon. Cheers. I've had a few people inquire about some John Scott swag or gear. We have some Drop in the Gloves podcast shirts and hats and toques and cups. And we also have some John Scott, just this sweet little logo stuff, some hoodies, some mugs, some beanies, whatever you call them, wherever you're from in the country or world. So check it out, johnscottallstar.com/shop, or just go to my website, johnscottallstar.com, and look at all the stuff and buy some stuff. So hopefully you like it.